Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Fred and many others that are patiently holding, Brad, Tony, Michael, and others. And we do have a lot of other news I'll get to, but let's just go back to your calls right now. Bob Costas has blamed the Second Amendment on a spoiled brat gladiator hopped up reportedly on drugs, killing himself and his girlfriend. Well, because he has bad behavior, we've got to lose our guns so criminals that have guns can have their way with us like Chicago and New York. I'm rooting for Chicago, folks, for folks to wake up out there. And I know they are starting to wake up. Let's go ahead and talk to Phil. You're on the air.
How you doing, Matt? I wanted to talk about this Bob Costas thing. I want to start off by saying I play football myself, and it's a great game, and there's a lot of things we can learn about life from playing football. But the NFL... they've been pushing not only this gun control thing with Bob Costas, but every time you watch a game, they're always pushing the wars, pushing the military, salute to service. I mean, it's great. It's great to say, okay, we acknowledge the truth.
No, it's great on the surface, but it's domestic PSYOP operations. North Korea has pro-military stuff at their events. It is when they have a touchdown, they cut to the troops, create a Pavlovian thing where you salivate when you see troops while they're flushing the troops down the toilet.
Exactly. And you watch this, like, oh, we want to thank them for keeping us safe. Everything is keeping us safe, keeping us safe, keeping us safe. Rather than you know what I mean? It's basically teaching us that the military, that's like the rock stars. And we're supposed to worship the military rather than showing thanks for service. It's more like worship, military.
Well, but it's only worship to accept the policy of the New World Order global war.
Exactly. But last night when I saw that Bob Costas thing at halftime, I almost shut the house of the game. I mean, I love watching.
No, you should shut it off. Listen, they know because they track you with the TiVo and all those systems. You're being watched, what you're doing. Everyone should boycott football because of this. Listen, if you don't get hardcore with them, they're going to get hardcore with us. They're going to take our guns. They mean business. Look, they kicked Hank Williams Jr. off Monday Night Football because of his political speech. It's time for us to boycott them. I'm telling you. Turn off the game and tell other people to do it, or you're going to lose your guns. You got to get hardcore with these people. How much do you want your guns?
Of course, we need our guns. It's our last check on government. But the thing is...
So we need our football more?
Well, I play football, and I want to watch it played at the highest level, and I learn myself from watching.
I know, but I'm saying, sir, I know you're addicted. But my point is that you have to break the addiction. You have to really make sacrifices... Like the forebearers dragging, 100 miles, a big gun with their shoes coming off and a blood trail behind them from Ticonderoga. You've got to make the sacrifice of turning off that brainwashing thing. It's not that football's bad. It's like you go to your church and then they put government propaganda into it. It's not that there isn't something still good in the service. You've got to leave that church because they become a government operation lacing cyanide into the message. You've got to leave them is the only way to reform them. Do you understand that?
I understand. It also pays my bills, too. So, I mean, it pays my way through school, and it pays for my...
No, listen. I got the... So you're a college football player.
Yes, sir.
Well, I understand at that level it's your profession, and all of us have to make decisions in our profession. If I go all the way on something, I won't even be on the air. So, then I'll get out as much as I can. I mean, but I don't even go with that system anymore. I never really did, but... You do have to think about what you're saying so someone can't use it against you. Because that's one thing they do. They also distort things. But then you can't let that make you over-second guess as well. God bless you, sir. It's actually formed in my head. I'm announcing a boycott of the NFL rest of the season, 2012-2013, and mailing spoons to Bob Costas. We are going to do it. We are launching it today. It's happening. It's on. Stay with us. sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalists on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system for my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15 and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another hour of Worldwide Broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to go back to your calls. I can see everybody's really upset about Bob Costas and the NFL transmission saying that, yeah, people don't need guns. Handguns are bad. We know about the clip of the attorney general saying he met with the heads of the media to, quote, brainwash the public against the Second Amendment. Well, I'm going to shoot a video at the end of the radio show today that I'm going to post at InfoWars.com calling for a boycott of the NFL and Bob Costas and the network that carries the Sunday night, Sunday football, NBC, because, folks, this is government propaganda. All the pro-war stuff, saying troops like war, let's be pro-military, let's be pro-war. Well, that's not pro-military, that's not pro-America. The pro-TSA propaganda, the Homeland Security consulting with them for propaganda purposes. The biggest propaganda event out there is NFL, and now if the spokesman of it is going to demonize our precious God-given human right, civil right, constitutional right, we have to boycott them. Listen, whenever the host of Monday Night Football, the guy that introduced it, Hank Williams Jr. said that Obama is becoming a dictator, along with both parties are just horrible. And Obama was becoming and is becoming on so many fronts, whether it's handing over the internet to the UN or shutting down our coal power plants and exempting General Electric outside of Congress, or saying NATO and the UN's over our military, or signing statements in NDAA. And signing a secret cybersecurity directive and saying Congress can't see it. Congress are the bosses. They make the laws, the purse strings, the check and the balance on the president. And he said that, and folks, he said that on Fox News. He didn't say that on the NFL broadcast. And they dropped his contract. Now, Bob Costas, and I will guarantee you he got approval for that. That is the image of a sniveling establishment propagandist. Gets up there, and you want my guns, pal? I don't like you for the rest of my life. And I already don't watch football except when my family comes over for Thanksgiving or Christmas or something like that. And let me tell you, there'll never be any football on in my house as long as I'm alive, until the NFL is not fully in the hands of the globalist as a propaganda tool. Don't you know in North Korea and communist China and in Hitler's Germany, sports were used as propaganda venues? It stops now. And I had a football player call in earlier, a college football player. He said, well, it's paying for my college, paying for my family. He said, I don't like that propaganda. I know it's propaganda and it's wrong, but I'm going to keep watching. I almost turned it off. And his voice almost shook. You almost turned your God off. I used to watch the NFL games. Even when I was going to college and hanging out with my buddies. I like football. I played football in high school. I get it. But it's sick now. It's been taken over. Vaccine ads, anti-family ads, anti-gun stuff. You got to get rough with these people. Look, I asked him, I said, do you like your Second Amendment or your football more? And the caller said, well, I'm actually a player, so in college it pays for everything, so that's what I choose. See, at least he's honest about it. You're going to lose the Second Amendment. You're going to lose it all unless you start taking it personal. We're the majority, constitutional libertarian types. Every actuary out there, we're about 55-60% of the country. But we don't exercise any of our power. We just let ourselves be run over. I'm calling on you to help me. I'll get a press release out today, but I'm calling on the media to help us out there, the Patriot media out there. We've got to call for a boycott of the NFL. And believe me, it'll hurt them if just 5% of viewers tune it out. If we can get Gunners of America behind this, if we can get the NRA, it's over, folks. The NFL will apologize for taking a tragic event, some reportedly drugged up, spoiled brat, 25-year-old punk who kills himself and his girlfriend. And because he's out of his mind, we need to turn our guns in. So if somebody commits a crime with a knife, do I have to turn my butcher knives in? England's actually calling for that. If somebody robs a bank in my city, do I go to jail too? That's authoritarian. Hey, cops shoot innocent people all the time. Do we take all the government's guns? Oh, no, no, no. Predators bomb the wrong people all the time in their drone war. No, they don't get rid of that. Oh, the military tortures people to death. Do we shut down the whole military? I'm sick of this idea. The highest crime is New York and Chicago because they've taken the people's guns. Same thing, L.A.'s got draconian laws. Everywhere they take the guns, more crime, more crime, more crime. A street artist put up, it's in the New York Daily News, put up posters showing, a drone attacking pedestrians, tastefully done, just a cutaway of a family with a drone flying over him. They arrested him and are charging him with felonies because when they broke in his house, he had a .22 revolver. You'd be crazy to live in New York City and not have a gun. You'd be out of your mind to live in Chicago and not have a gun. In fact, I want to go up to Chicago and see all their great museums and the history. I've been there before. I want to drive up there in my RV, broadcast from there. But I'm like, wait, I look at states, and it's not Illinois itself, but it's the city. Do I, have to park my RV outside Chicago and then drive in, and then will I be with my children and not have a gun? I mean, it's incredible that we put up with this. By the way, speaking of Chicago, then I'm going to your phone calls. Every week, at least, I'm going to start plugging on the Sunday show, so twice a week, our Sunday affiliates. and our weekday affiliates during the week. And we've got over 140 AM and FM affiliates now. We're gaining three or four a week, sometimes more. And some of these are 50,000 waters and stuff. Like Bakersfield, California turns us on this week. That thing covers the whole state, and it's got huge ratings already. The fact that we're exploding like this is an absolute godsend, okay? And I'm going to do the best job I can up here. But I've been on and off Chicago a few times over the years, had a huge response. But, you know, you're on a few years, the station goes sports, or the station sells. I mean, I was on a fellow station in Chicago. Was it WJJG, like in 1998 and 99. And that thing had so many listeners, it was probably like 30% of our audience back then. You know, the 30 or so affiliates. So I think I had more than that back then, because I actually went up to about 100 and then went back down for a while. The point is that I wanted to plug, and every week I'll have a station in focus, WCKGChicago.com, WCKGChicago.com. And everybody should go to that site. You can also get their free iPhone, smartphone apps and hear all their shows and get their podcast and support them, sponsor them. 1530 AM WCKG. Let's say you listen in Chicago or Illinois. Let's say you're listening to the free iPhone app I've got, or you're listening to the audio streams or watching the streams at PrisonPlanet.tv. Doesn't matter. Tell five people a day about AM 1530 WCKG. Covers all of Chicago. Absolutely fantastic. We're on there with Mancow. He's on in the morning. Now I got a TV show getting huge ratings there. They're simulcasting his radio show. That's really the model for the nighttime show. That's where we're going. So I've had some national networks talk to me and swear up and down that I wouldn't have to be censored or pre-approved. In fact, I was approached and offered the deal, and I just said, I don't believe it. I think down the road you try to restrict me. They want me to do like a two-hour show late at night, like Imus in the morning. And it was just immediately going to be put on to millions of people. But I'm just like, I can't quit the daytime show. I mean, I just cannot work all the time. So I don't think the crew even knew about that. But there, I've thrown that out there. I was approached by Sci-Fi and a couple others. I mean, I just, you know, well, Ventura was told by True TV he'd be allowed to do whatever he wanted. By the first season, it already started. Second season, they were censoring shows. Third season, they totally took it and butchered it one side and down the other. And but by the way, before I go to your calls on that subject, Jesse called us. He had to get on a train to go cover some incredible information in Chicago outside of his show. This was so big. And I will tell you, it's the mistress of Lee Harvey Oswald, who we're going to get back on the show. McBreen interviewed her, what, last week? 2 weeks ago? When was it? A couple weeks ago? It was a couple of weeks ago. So he's doing that right now. He'll be on sometime this week for his update. But there's that information. But WCKGChicago.com. And if you're a local business there and want to call their manager and sponsor the broadcast, 630-426-3538. And we are going to plug every single affiliate we've got. Every week it'll be a new station in focus. I need to do two or three a week, though, or we'll never get through 140 affiliates a year. Yeah, that should be our goal. Maybe we should have like two or three stations twice a week in focus real fast, but I'll have to pre-write it up or I'll start blabbing about it for like an hour and run out of time. Okay, so there you go. I'm going to take you out to break with Bob Costas, who wants your guns. They're going to hijack a tragedy to take our guns. And I take it personal. It is personal, Costa. I've never liked you, you little piece of trash. I don't like you. Look like a little sneaky, know-it-all, corporate, play-it-safe scumbag. You're not going to get my guns, you un-American filth. And stop using tragedies to get my guns. Here's scumbag Bob Costas. Here it is.
Our current gun culture, Whitlock wrote, ensures that more and more domestic disputes will end in the ultimate tragedy.
Shut up, scum.
And that more convenience store confrontations over loud music coming from a car will leave more teenage boys bloodied and
dead. People get more polite.
Handguns do not enhance our safety. They exacerbate our flaws, tempt us to escalate arguments, and bait us into embracing confrontation rather than avoiding it.
That's enough. He goes on for more restrictions. Ladies and gentlemen, the cities where they take the guns is where the gangbangers are killing everybody. Out in the country, people are polite. An armed culture is a polite culture, and that's been proven. Switzerland, they have hand grenades, not just machine guns, and they have the lowest crime rate in Europe and a lot better than ours. England's crime rates exploded since they took guns. We don't want to live in your gun-free slave zone, bud, with the government ruling over us. They got the guns, we have nothing. Unbelievable. Our gun culture is defeating you, Costas, and we're going to defeat you and the Homeland Security running man, NFL gladiatorial crud. Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalists on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system for my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15, and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR emergency water filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento rápida me llevó. Y me hizo volar al cielo infinito.
Segment, I'm going to give you the contact information for the Rockefeller NBC Sports, Rockefeller Center, of course, right next to the UN. It's people know. And right across the street from Rockefeller Center, they have a big gun tied in a knot. I mean, that's what we're dealing with here. Let's go back to your calls here. Now the NFL spokesman says you need to turn your guns in. And I'm good old boys would probably go turn them in now. And they told them, you know, kill your children for the NFL. They might do it. Well, not me. Tony in Missouri, you're on the air. What's your take on this? Well, Tony, that sounds pretty darn interesting. Go ahead, Tony. I'm being sarcastic. Tony, anything else? Okay, let's go to Fred in Idaho. What's your take on it?
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call, and many blessings to you and yours. What part of shall not be infringed do these people not understand? We have one of the most powerful, and we're blessed with, you know, one of the greatest documents ever in the history of mankind. And it says Article 2, shall not be infringed.
And well, it also says Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or the press or the people's right to peaceably assemble for a redress of grievance. But they are running it all over. And I got news, Bob Costa, and I guarantee he was told to say that. Shut up and leave my rights alone, you little authoritarian pig. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, it's our fault, and it's not his fault. I mean, I go for it. Do away with people should not watch NFL football, obviously, because the powers that be have said, go ahead and do this. But listen, we can solve these problems. It is right there in that document. It is in our laws. You know, we can don't watch football. But what we need to do is attack these people where they live and breathe. And I have a solution to the TSA problem. I'd like to challenge people to go out and do this. The TSA is violating our Fourth Amendment rights. I think we can all agree on that.
And lying to us and saying we can't film them and acting like drama queens like we've done. Like, you don't like me sticking my hands in your wife's pants and into her body? Why, are you with Al-Qaeda? No, the criminal government you work for runs Al-Qaeda publicly, you little scumbag. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Right. So here's the answer. Here's the solution. People, you're listening. Do this. I'm doing this. There is a thing called a quo warranto. It's a writ. And the TSA is under contract to each of these airports throughout our country. The airport and the airport authorities are the people that are responsible.
That's right. You can sue the airport authority. There's more than one way to skin a cat when they violate your rights. And they claim this immunity. It's a fraud. Take it to court. Challenge it.
Take it to court and issue a writ of quo warranto and sue them and take away their franchises. The county of Albany, I was watching your video on that officer and Bravo, but the who was the guy standing there telling
them? He was the airport authority head. And I see people in that viral YouTube video that Jason Burmison crew shot for us. And I see them in that video, people are like, this is private property. Of course they can deny it. No, it's not. You're operating it as a public commons where the Bill of Rights and Constitution operates. And if any tax money goes to the building of the facility, you cannot stop filming. They can call it their policy all day long. It's incredible how they're trying to tell people they can't videotape their own backyards now. And he tells the cop and winks at him. He says, I want his ID. And Jason Burmese is going, I'm Jason Burmese. And he goes, I don't believe that. Get it for me. Wink, wink. And the cop's like, if I don't think he's doing something wrong, I don't have probable cause, I can't ask for it. Yes, police can demand your ID. Doesn't mean you have to have one. You can't be arrested for failure ID if it's not on you. But they can ask you who you are and ask for it to see if it's there if they believe that you're involved in the commission of a crime. It's called probable cause. And then they got to be able to say in court what the probable cause was. Or what the reasonable suspicion was. That's the bare minimum. But you pull up to a checkpoint and cops want to see your ID and smell for alcohol. That's not reasonable suspicion. That's, hey, Dragnet, Nazi Germany, we're going to check everybody. Listen, we got to start seeing Bob Costas and these people not as liberals that mean well. This is a dirtbag in a globalist Homeland Security, Pentagon, domestic intelligence manipulation program. They admit it's going on, saying they want our guns. That was the Pentagon, run by foreign banks, saying, we're coming after your handguns. We're breaking the ice on semi-autos on the NFL. We're coming for your guns.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local statehouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalist on your gift list. For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package, now through December 14th only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with 4 fuel discs, plus a 5-pack of replacement fuel discs, 2 LifeStraw personal water filters, 1 magnesium fire starter, a 4-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99. With free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through December 14th. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can run on for a long time. Run on.
You see, the power structure is being defeated in the gun culture. They're trying to dismantle the economy, shut everything down, ship our jobs overseas, poison our food and our water, shoot us up full of brain-damaging vaccines so they can control us. We were the old free Americans that wouldn't be slaves. We were the people that demanded the lowest taxes and the most freedom. We produced most of the world's wealth. We were those wild and crazy Americans who came here through slavery and through adversity and as sharecroppers and as inventors and as swashbucklers and freebooters, as trailblazers. And so we're hit with chemical warfare. The White House science czar admits it. They sit back and poison us. We're now brain damaged, stumbling around in a haze, but we've still got that vestigial Second Amendment laid down as an emergency century against tyranny. And people know instinctively it's happening, so they're out there buying 3, 4, 5 million guns a month, ammo, they're training, they're getting ready. Suddenly the left is buying guns. It's a huge craze. Everybody I know that used to be leftist now come up to me and apologize. They still got their dreadlocks and their, you know, everything else. I don't care what you look like. I'm not judging you because of that. They're like, you're right. Collectivism's a way to enslave us. But what do you do once they've already shipped all the jobs out and made people poor? Do they just starve? These are all the debates we have to have. But at least recognize that the collectivism was done to hurt people and disenfranchise them and reduce them down to absolute dependency. And so when Bob Costas comes out and looks in the camera and says it's time to get rid of the handguns, that's going to be the attack. The Second Amendment, they're going after the handguns and the rifles. Obama has said it in the debates. The Attorney General has said it. They're coming. And they've said they're going to do it outside of law. Let me say that again. Alert, 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 outside of law. Now, let me give you the mailing address for Rockefeller Center, right across 30 Rockefeller Plaza, right across the street from the UN building, where they've got the handgun, the revolver, the Smith & Wesson 357 Magnum tied to a knot. And there's just other stuff everywhere, guns chopped. Of course, there's helicopters flying over and police with machine guns. Oh, they're going to have guns so they can tell you what you're going to eat and what you're going to teach your kids and what shots you're going to take, because Daddy Bloomberg knows best. And let me tell you, these would-be total controllers hate the fact that we know them, we see them, we understand we've been taken over by foreign banks, and that message is spreading. So they're like, hey, have the NFL come out and call for their guns to be taken. And if we don't stand up and say this is tyranny, they fired Hank Williams Jr. for telling the truth. God bless him. They fired him on another show. He talked about it and he was fired after decades. What, 15 years of Monday Night Football? Gone. Are you ready for some football? You know. And, of course, they've made what Monday Night Football paid anyway, so that's a good thing. Less people are brainwashed by it. But they want to still have some of it free to the general public so they can brainwash. And that's the Sunday football. And so we had to have Bob Costas sit up there and lecture us. So let me give you their address, and we actually found the number. We're going to give that out as well. NBCSports.com, National Broadcasting Company, Inc., 30 Rockefeller, I'm going to get your gun center, New York, New York. And you need to write up a nice, friendly, non-threatening letter and just say, blaming guns for crime is like blaming spoons for obesity, as many people have said, or is like naming knives for, you know, people being stabbed. And say, we don't like what Bob Costas did, and we're going to boycott the NFL and other NBC shows. We want an apology. Hey, we're not cold-blooded like the globalists, you know, firing old Hank Williams Jr., Bo Cephas. We just want that little creature to come out and admit he was told to say that, which we know he was. They wouldn't say something political like that if they weren't. That's why they've got him up there, the little safe pitch man to perch and look conservative and sit there and stab America in the gut. Pull up the phone number for people, please. I want to be able to also give that out here on air for everybody. It's on their site, so I think we can give it out. John Bounds in there calling the number to double-check it. Even though it's on their site, we want to make sure we're giving the right number out. Is that number correct? Oh, they're always changing it. Okay, well, good job. But we're going to find NBC's phone number. They hide it well. And then we're going to give out their phone number. And I certainly hope that they enjoy it. Call your NBC-owned affiliates. Owned affiliates, and tell them you don't like it as well. If you're a local sponsor of a local NBC affiliate, you call them and you say, hey, I'm going to pull my sponsorship. Hey, they want to take your guns. They're getting ready and testing the water. This is going to start a civil war if they try it. That's a big trial balloon. We got to hammer them hard. And let me tell you, if you won't boycott it until they apologize, if you won't pull your advertising, you're an idiot. And I don't get up here, boycott this, boycott that, lightly. Our guns, man, that is it. And our free speech. Unbelievable. So National Broadcasting Company, Inc., 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York, New York. Start sending the spoons today. Overnight them, man. Spoons. Send them a letter. Videotape, loading the spoon. Your letter, read your letter on video. Put it on YouTube. $1,000 for the best letter. The best letter and video that's posted, and we'll have that prize. We'll announce that December 21st when the world supposedly ends. So I won't have to pay the money. That's a joke. I always pay the prizes. That'll be a $1,000 prize, best letter and video shot of it, and the best drone this Saturday coming up at the Silker Park in Austin, Texas. Best legal lawful drone below 400 feet. Best video of that. So there you go. Enough from me. Let's go back to your phone calls. I get madder and madder the more I think about this. And it fits into their whole gun grab. Yes, sir. Do you have his fan mail address? Yeah, please give us the fan mail address on screen. Okay, that's William Morris Endeavor Entertainment. And people can, there's a bunch of addresses there. Third floor, Beverly Hills, California, 90210-5313 USA. 9601 Wilshire Boulevard, third floor, Beverly Hills, California, 90210-5213 USA. Good. Print all that off for me because I'm going to shoot a special report for the nightly news on that tonight. Okay, enough of me. Let's go to your phone calls. Brad, are you mad about this or do you think it's good the White House is announcing they plan to not pass a law but to just order all semi-autos turned in as an executive order? Is that making you excited?
It makes me excited to the point I can't wait to see how they figure they carry that out. That could be interesting.
Well, they'll send out cops.
I don't know of any cops around my little town that'll do it. So,
well, that means they're going to be living to be old men, doesn't it?
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to on that Jovan Belcher thing. If you want to look behind the curtain, really see what's going on here. A friend of mine was in Kansas City Sports Radio, and he told me that this Belcher has been suffering from extreme headaches from concussions. And I think this is just a smokescreen to get us talking about the Second Amendment from what's really going on. He killed himself because of the headaches, just like Junior Seau did here about a year ago. And he couldn't handle it anymore. Unfortunately, he didn't have the maturity just to take himself out, and why do you have to take out somebody else? But I think this is the big story is going to be the concussions. You talked about the U.S. flushing the troops down the drain. I think the NFL is flushing the guys down the drain with the head injuries.
You know, I agree with you, and they've had every manner of distractions over the concussions, like the bounties with the Saints and all the rest of it. It is quite a soap opera. I'll admit, I don't watch football anymore, but I kind of follow the soap opera of the whole thing a little bit. You know, I'm driving in the car, going to the channels, I'll kind of follow it a bit, or when family's over, we watch a game sometimes, and I can sit there and enjoy a game. I mean, I just being bombarded by propaganda during the ads is upsetting. And I'm sick of it. But all that is, again, like, I want to say something here on air. I don't want to say I went off half-cocked, but I thought of what you're saying this morning. And I meant to come on air and say that. But what happens is I get on air and about 90% of my IQ goes out the window. I mean, that happens to everybody because there's so much happening that I kind of just automatically segment what I was going to say. And what I meant to get up here today and say is this. This guy had a bunch of concussions. He was admittedly on psychotropic drugs. The psychotropics are admitted to make you have psychotic breaks and not have impulse control. So this is a story of gladiators that are brain damaged on deadly psychotropic drugs that are known to cause violent outbreaks, psychotic behavior, megalomaniacal behavior. It's all in the Prozac and that whole family of drug inserts. They knew this in the trials in 1981 with Eli Lilly and Prozac. They'd had trials for 3 years before, a massive increase. It was a 17-fold increase in statistical suicide. So there it is. Chiefs linebacker struggled with head injuries, alcohol, and painkillers before he snapped and killed girlfriends. So, yeah, and I'll guarantee you he was on Prozac or some of those same type of drugs. Probably out of his mind, and I call him insecure. I call him a murderer. You don't know when you're brain damaged on a bunch of drugs. So, yeah. I mean, I guess we can say, well, he's a product of this, just like the soldiers you can't really blame many times, who served 6, 7, 8, 9 tours and are on Prozac. Kind of like the guy that went and killed 18 Afghans. Turned out he was on those drugs, as I predicted. It's the same thing. But no, it's not the drugs. It's not the concussions to blame. It's not even him to blame. It's the Second Amendment inanimate firearm. And that's what makes me so mad. So I will put that in my point. My issue is the scapegoating of the Second Amendment by the NFL. Do you agree we've got to get angry about this and make a big deal out of it?
Oh, yeah. I'd like to make a T-shirt that says, do you think Nicole Brown Simpson wishes she had a concealed carry permit and a Ruger LC9 at her hip when she saw OJ that night?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to take that and put it in the report. You callers just are geniuses. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you got the knife, and they think OJ did it. Who knows? The point is that, boy, You know, it'd been really nice there in Los Angeles where they've disarmed the people. I mean, you know, if somebody comes up to me with a knife, number one, I know how to fight them a little bit. But number two, you know what? Most of the time I'm packing. That's like, oh, you brought a knife to a gunfight. That's going to work out well. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, that's fine. But yeah, Nicole Brown Simpson and was it Ron Goldman? I think if either of them been caring, we'd avoided 6 months of bad television at least. So, but it would have turned out a heck of a lot different.
You're an absolute genius. Okay, thank you so much. Great points. One of these callers. Let's talk to Michael in Kentucky. You're on the air. Welcome.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Bob Costas is a minion. He is a joker sitting in a jester suit at the Colosseum while Rome is falling apart, just waiting and helping our country to fall down by saying these stupid comments.
Yes, absolutely. And believe me, they may try to go at the guns. They're bold. They're saying the UN runs our military. They're saying Obama could shut down the Internet without congressional law. That would be unconstitutional. They're doing it all, and they are planning to try to ban semi-autos. They're going to start with registering, and they're going to go out and burn and scare people and have shootouts with people. They're going to start a civil war, and they're going to sit back while the police and military get destroyed, and that's the globalist plan, is to have us kill each other. I agree, but we have to now go after Costas so the other minions won't follow orders. You understand?
Steve Quayle was on your show this summer, and he said something quite interesting. And I know you've heard of a Kentucky long rifle before, Alex. We are the pioneer state, Kentucky. And if the globalists come out hard, if you see Kentucky fall, you know they're coming out hard.
I hear you. Good old Kentucky long rifle. Of course I know what that is. You're talking about Davy Crockett. All right, let's go ahead now and talk to Jack in Michigan. Jack, you ready to turn your guns in? Because the NFL said so. It's manly. Turn your guns in.
I can have them all after they get my bullets. Anyways, I wanted to call just because this morning listening to talk radio, they were ranting and raving about gun culture with the NFL, and I had to get on the phone. You know, point out that the one thing common to all of this is the pharmaceutical drugs, and why aren't they being blamed? And after that phone call, they said, well, we can't look at the drugs and the alcohol. We have to look at the person. So it clearly is their chance to go after the guns.
Yeah. They're not going after the concussions. They're not going after the prescription drugs. They're going after our guns. And, Hank Williams Jr. fired for saying it on another network. This is during the football game.
Well, I truly believe the NFL is a globalist-controlled network. You get control of the sports junkies, and, you know, they're feeling them up.
And you're saying the ESPN people were regurgitating this?
Oh, yeah. They were regurgitating over and over and over again how, you know, there's a culture of guns in the NFL, and it's all these guns, and they all have these guns, and they're all, you know, without these guns.
No. What it is, see, it's not the gun culture. There's a gangster thug life culture in the NFL.
Yeah,
there's a pit bull, you know, all that stuff. It's a thug culture.
Yeah. And, you know, it was just funny until I pointed out, hey, pharmaceuticals could be the issue here. Let's look at that. Then it was, no, let's just look at the person. It's all about the individual.
Well, let me tell you something. It isn't going to fly with football fans. Most of them are constitutionalists or libertarians. I mean, trendies don't even like watching simulated combat. And so this is not going to go over well. Listen, I'm coming out against the NFL full time now. I should have done it a long time. It is on. Let me tell you something. They don't get slapped down on this, they're going to go all the way. They've got a 100-yard drive against us, and we've got to smash them and hold them right where they are, to use an NFL analogy. Good to hear from you. Chad in Kentucky. A lot of calls from Kentucky. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, love listening to you, but coming on the guns, one thing that I was thinking about, they've been doing a lot of studies with these NFL players and their concussions, What if they did something with the PTSD and the soldiers and then made you, when you registered for a gun, had to fill out if you've had a concussion or looked at your medical history?
No. That's the plan. They're going to medicalize everything and just say, it's not if you're a felon now. We'll just say you've got a mental problem, and they want to now diagnose from afar and say you're just on a no-gun buy list. You've never been to a psychologist, nothing. They just say you're crazy, as they've had Psychology Today say about me, an admitted Clinton operative, had a cover story how I'm insane because I believe in a world government. And I'm on the phone with the guy going, well, here's proof of world government, and he'd laugh at me. I've had Nightline here, and I'm like, let me just show you world government documents. Oh, no, we don't want to look at those. Well, here's a clip of the head of the EU saying world government. Well, he means a different world government than what you mean. So it's all like this game. They'll never even recognize. Look, if you caught a criminal coming out your back door, a lot of criminals are smart now. They'll say, oh, I'm a workman. They're like, no, you're robbing. No, I'm not. Hey, how you doing? And a lot of folks will actually stand down and let the guy walk off. Because you tell somebody, hey, I'm a pink giraffe. You're like, no, you're not. Yeah, I am. And people are so programmed, they go, okay. You're a pink giraffe. Wow, are you from Africa? They have pink giraffes. And you're like, yes, I am one. And the government loves you. Now take your vaccines and everything's fine. I mean, come on. Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalists on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15, and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gaiter, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gaiter provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gaiter is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gaiter on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gaiter can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gaiter, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgaiter.com, the 60-second pain relief.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we're back live here, and I'm telling you, look at this, man killed father in Wyoming bow and arrow attack. And so he shot him in front of the computer science class not long after fatally stabbing his father's live-in girlfriend at their home. a couple of miles away. And this is out of USA Today. So ban bows and arrows immediately and ban knives. Man, I am so sick of it. I am so tired of the globalists trying to take our guns. Again, because once they get the guns, folks, they're going to come after everybody. And it's the gun culture that's defeating them. And that's why they're attacking the gun culture. They're trying to say our culture is a bunch of brain-damaged, drugged-out NFL players who run around and have pit bull fights and, you know, we're all into this. And it's not just the black NFL players. I've been into big Hollywood parties and all this stuff. I've seen, I mean, it is, I know major directors that talk like gangsters and have tattoos all over them. And I'm like, what is this affect, you know, this affectation? I can't suddenly say that word. What is it? It's fake. And it's just like, I mean, I'll be, because I'm not a violent person. I'm not looking for trouble. But I got my switches. And I mean, it happens all the time where I'm walking along somewhere, especially with my family, and there'll be some punk teenager with a pit bull, like with it at you, like it's scaring you. And I'm like a normal human, primitive. I'm automatically just wanting to just grab the gun, start slamming it, you know. I mean, I'm literally just have killer instinct like I should because I'm loving. And you know, these guys are all wimps, man, shooting each other and doing all this stuff. Because they're doing bad doesn't mean I'm going to lose my guns. You understand that? I'm in control of my guns. And I don't need a gun up close to kill you, I'll tell you right now. And I'm not bragging. It's easy to kill people, ladies and gentlemen. You just don't hold so, you don't hold back, you will kill people. And you'll kill them fast. It's easy to kill people. And I'm just sick of all these punks running around acting tough all day. I've had enough of it. Makes me want to throw up. Excuse me. I started having flashbacks. It's happened like 5 or 6 times. One time I'm walking. My son is like 6 months old. We're in the neighborhood. Kind of a blue-collar neighborhood, not really, kind of a lower-middle-class neighborhood at the time, but it had some scummy people in it. And it's like noon on a Saturday, and all of a sudden this giant black pit bull comes running out of a guy's garage, up, not even barking like it's going to bite me, and then starts growling. And I'm walking on the sidewalk, and I my problem is I'll turn the other cheek one time. I start pushing the stroller out in the street, and the guy is laughing. And so my wife called it silverback gorilla behavior. I turned, ran up, and a lot of pit bulls are really mean. This dog ran back in. The guy's like, hey, what are you doing to my dog? I go, you were laughing, punk. Come out here, and I'll stomp you and your dog's head in. You know, and my problem is I'm not a tough guy. I don't act tough until I'm about to attack you, is my point. And, yes, I don't like this thug culture either. And, see, that's my problem. That's my problem is they're going, and your problem, they're going to try to blame this thug culture, this the men that don't even get in fistfights with each other, they shoot each other now. This ninny culture where you're a man because you've got a gun and you're going to go out and shoot somebody. And you see it in the rapper culture where they go shoot each other at bars because they're gangsters. And it's because everybody's being sent to prison now, and that's the new college in America. And they put them in racial areas to make you join a racial gang. The government wants all this division, and it just makes me want to throw up. We're going to go to Overdrive and talk to Wesley in Indiana. I'm going to give each caller about a minute when we come back. I'm going to race through Wesley, and I'm going to race through Chris and Spence, and I'll try to go to Kyle and others. Don't forget, I told you they're coming after your guns. That's why the new issue of InfoWars magazine, you can buy at cost in groups of 10 up to 100. That's why you can buy, it says, this man wants your guns and breaks it all down. Color glossy magazine. You can also give gift subscriptions. It's about to sell out. Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalists on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water.
The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. Water 15, and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.